Macmillan Audio presents The Shadow Rising by Robert Jordan. Narrated by Rosamund Pike. The shadow shall rise across the world and darken every land, even to the smallest corner. And there shall be neither light nor safety. And he who shall be born of the dawn, born of the maiden according to prophecy, he shall stretch forth his hands to catch the shadow, and the world shall scream in the pain of salvation. All glory be to the Creator and to the light, and to he who shall be born again. May the light save us from him. From Commentaries on the Coriathan Cycle, Serena Darshamela Motara, Council Sister to Comaela, High Queen of Jaramida, circa 325 AB, the Third Age. Chapter 1. Seeds of Shadow. The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a wind rose on the great plain called the Caralean grass. The wind was not the beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the wheel of time. But it was a beginning. North and east the wind blew beneath early morning sun, over endless miles of rolling grass and far-scattered thickets, across the swift-flowing river Luan, past the broken-topped fang of Dragonmount, mountain of legend towering above the slow swells of the rolling plain, looming so high that clouds wreathed it less than halfway to the smoking peak. Dragonmount, where the dragon had died, and with him, some said, the Age of Legends, where prophecy said he would be born again. Or had been. North and east, across the villages of Jualda and Darain and Alindea, where bridges like stone lacework arched out to the shining walls, the great white walls of what many called the greatest city in the world, Tarvalon, a city just touched by the reaching shadow of Dragonmount each evening. Within those walls, Ogier-made buildings well over 2,000 years old seemed to grow out of the ground rather than having been built, or to be the work of wind and water rather than that of even the fabled hands of Ogier stonemasons. Some suggested birds taking flight, or huge shells from distant seas. Soaring towers, flared or fluted or spiraled, stood connected by bridges hundreds of feet in the air, often without rails. Only those long in Tarvalon could avoid gaping like country folk who had never been off the farm. Greatest of those towers, the White Tower dominated the city, gleaming like polished bone in the sun. "The wheel of time turns around Tarvalon," so people said in the city, "and Tarvalon turns around the tower." The first sight travellers had of Tarvalon, before their horses came in view of the bridges,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?